Welcome everyone to episode 101 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by Bright Flux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user excited to guide you through the intricacies of using DDL commands for data sharing. This is a critical topic for not only passing your certification exam, but also for effectively managing and sharing data within Snowflake. Today, we'll dive deep into the world of DDL, data definition language commands, and their pivotal role in Snowflake's unique architecture for data sharing. Our focus will be on understanding how you can leverage these commands to share data securely and efficiently among different accounts. First things first, Snowflake's data sharing functionality allows you to share read-only database objects like tables, views, and secure views between Snowflake accounts. This capability is critical for collaborative analytics and decision-making processes across various departments or even separate companies. Now let's talk about the DDL commands that make this possible. The primary commands include create share, alter share, and drop share. These commands allow you to create, modify, and delete data shares respectively. 1. Create share command. This is your starting point for data sharing. When you issue this command, you specify the database objects you want to share and the target accounts. An important aspect to understand here is that the data itself is not copied or transferred. Instead, Snowflake maintains a secure and efficient access path to the data for the receiving account. 2. Alter share command. After creating a data share, you might need to modify it. This could involve adding or removing database objects from the share, adding or removing consumer accounts, or changing permissions. The alter share command provides the flexibility to make these adjustments easily. 3. Drop share command. If you ever need to discontinue sharing with an account or want to delete a share altogether, you use the drop share command. This command effectively removes the share and revokes access from any accounts that were consuming the shared data. Another important aspect of data sharing in Snowflake is the use of roles and privileges. Properly managing roles and granting the correct privileges is key to ensuring secure and controlled data sharing. For data sharing to work, the share privilege on the object and usage privilege on the schema containing the object are required. Lastly, we'll touch upon strategies for monitoring and managing shared data. Snowflake provides comprehensive data sharing usage reports and tools for tracking how shared data is being accessed and utilized. This insight is invaluable for maintaining governance and optimizing data sharing practices. As we wrap up, remember that mastering DDL commands for data sharing is a fundamental skill for any Snowflake professional. Embrace these concepts, practice with real-life scenarios, and you'll be well on your way to not only passing your Snowflake SnowPro Core certification, but also excelling in your data management and sharing endeavors. Thank you for tuning in to the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim from Bright Flux, signing off until next time, where we will unravel another aspect of Snowflake's vast ecosystem. Stay curious and keep learning.